You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Our show is coast to coast, and actually worldwide, thanks to Genesis Communication Network and the way now radio can stream online. But I guess over the break, one of you had missed what we had talked about in the tail end of the first show. I usually don't like to repeat stuff just for one listener, but I don't want anybody freaking out about the whole cell phone study. So just really quickly, let me review what happened. There was a cell phone study out that was done by French scientists that found that if you use your cell phone over 15 hours a month, you could be more at risk for a brain tumor, three times the risk. Okay, a lot of us do not use our cell phone that much. So we were kind of reviewing some ways you could use your cell phone. And again, it's another study. What I was going to say in the previous hour that I don't mind saying now is about studies and what you do when you hear one study here, one study there. How are you supposed to interpret all this? Well, I used to blow a lot of it off because in a way, that's how we were trained. We were trained that if there's more studies saying one thing and less studies saying another, to go with the more studies. That's how we were trained. So years ago, this was back in the 90s, I was at something called Journal Club. And don't worry, it wasn't a club. I usually didn't get invited into clubs. But what you had to do is you had to bring an article, a research article, and then you had to discuss it with a bunch of doctors, and then everybody kind of rips on the article and they rip on you. So my article was estrogen being linked to heart attacks. Now, this was in the 90s, probably 1997. Women's Health Initiative study was not till 2002. So here I am 5 years earlier going, look, guys, I found a study where it links heart attacks with estrogen use in menopausal women. Oh, that's a bogus study. Oh, that's a bullcrap study. Yeah, estrogen protects the heart. It's malpractice to not give women estrogen to protect the heart. And I go, why would you bring us that article? That article's fluff. No, it wasn't. It was in a pretty, from what I remember, decent institution from which forth they, received their results, and it was published in one of those journals that you don't remember the name of because there's so many italics and it sounds very doctorly. And, you know, so I didn't come up with something from the Inquirer to Journal Club, you know, with a room full of physicians. I came up with a medical article. And they said, why would you even, bring us something that really has some relevance and bearing? And I'm like, but you don't understand. And if there's just one article saying that they saw some people get heart attacks, shouldn't we raise an eyebrow? What are you trying to say? You know, a little Miss student who doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is if somebody says one person dies or a couple people die, shouldn't we just kind of take a second look? I mean, maybe there is something to this. No, it was a bad study, so we throw it out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me move on. Okay, so fine. My study stunk. The boy student studies were, oh, that was a good study. Nice one. But little me, little Dahlia, little girl, no. All right. So fine. I get that. Well, then, 2002, the Women's Health Initiative, they find, wait a second. Postmenopausal estrogen and progesterone combo, that could be hurting the heart. We got a problem here. Yeah, we do. So what I learned very early on is if there is a lone study or an ugly duckling in the science world, if you will, that kind of pokes its ugly head out, you don't ignore it and you squash it. You kind of take a look and you watch it and you keep an eye on it. That is how I am feeling right now with all these cell phone stories with cancer. That's what I'm feeling right now. All right. Most of the data out there says there are no brain tumors associated with cell phones. And I think we all are pretty comfortable with that. We've been using cell phones like crazy, knock on wood. I think we're doing okay. I'm not really seeing an incidence of headaches, increased incidence of headaches or nystagmus or balance problem. I'm not seeing that. So I'm very comfortable with the overwhelming data saying cell phones are safe. However, why on God's earth are we continually getting these little ugly duckling studies coming up saying, look, there's brain tumors, there's gliomas, there's meningiomas, there's acoustic neuromas. All right, why is this happening? Now, somebody could argue, well, Dahlia, it's not that any of these tumors are on the rise. People have had these tumors all along. Alright, it's just now we're finding them earlier because we're using MRI. We didn't use MRI to the degree 15 years ago that we use now. So with cell phones being, you know, starting to have peak use about 8 to 10 years ago, you could argue, well, that's when MRIs were starting to be used more commonplace and so we're finding more and more people diagnosed. I don't know. I think there may be something more to it. So my recommendation to you as your radio doc is just kind of keep an eye on that. If there are certain behaviors you could change mildly, you don't have to be tripping over yourself or causing a car accident trying to change the way you handle your cell phone. But I got to tell you, you know, us not being able to use a cell phone in a car has stopped me from putting things up to my ear. I'm doing things more remotely. Right, the phone call is coming through my dashboard somehow. Alright, I don't know how that magic happens, but it does. Same, I guess the same reasoning behind how a television works. I really don't understand how that works. But, I guess that's how, that's maybe a speaker system, I don't know. Okay, but something's happening where now I do not have to put my phone up to my ear. When I use my cell phone, if it's a very private call, you know, like my trying to rip my mom a new one, with that, I I don't like to speak to my mom 15 hours a month. Okay, I only do that for maybe a couple minutes a year. So I think we're okay there. But if your ear starts to warm up, if you start to feel funny, if you just don't, I don't know, if it kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies, maybe use more speaker, maybe use some landlines, I don't know. But right now, these cell phones are here to stay. And I don't think the public wants to see news that these things could possibly hurt you. I do everything off my cell phone. Everything. It's my alarm clock. It's my calculator. It's my best friend. My phone is my best friend. Don't take away my best friend. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, so two Orlando health workers now, all right, have been, I guess, sickened, they believe, by somebody they were taking care of that had the MERS virus. However, we just have news now that they did test negative. So luckily, they don't have the MERS virus. Right now, the MERS that we know to be Middle East Respiratory Syndrome that has been deadly, we have the country's first two cases in the last 4 weeks. And it spread a lot of fears that we were having this deadly virus start to come to our lands and infect our people. Unfortunately, there's already been 500 cases worldwide, 30% proving fatal, and the worst part of the outbreak has been in Saudi Arabia. Now, the World Health Organization has said its concern over MERS has significantly increased. Right now, it does not pose a global health emergency. A second case confirmed of MERS that on U.S. soil was a person hospitalized in Orlando, Florida. He had been in the hospital for 12 hours. There was fear that he possibly exposed multiple healthcare workers, but they said that they have monitored 20 healthcare workers who had been in contact with the patient, and thus far all the tests results have been negative. Two, however, have fallen ill, but they do not believe it has anything to do with the MERS. So we will keep you posted on that. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. They say college kids are more likely to drive high on pot than after drinking. We have done such a damn good job of telling people to not drive drunk that now people are driving stoned. They say college freshmen in this new study were less likely to smoke marijuana than alcohol, but much more likely, though, to drive after smoking it. They say three times as many kids still drank alcohol than used pot, but less than 7% of drinkers actually drove afterwards, compared to 31% of those who had smoked pot. That is still a pretty high number. Now, the reason why a study like this is so important at this time is because as ballots of each of certain states are looking at legalizing marijuana, we're still trying to figure out, all right, even if that does work out for people, how are we handling the roads? How are we screening people? How are we testing people? I still don't believe we have an actual breathalyzer that can be used across the country to the degree that it needs to. You would think marijuana in the lungs after a certain period of time should be able to give off certain metabolites that should be able to be picked up as a breathalyzer. But I guess this is kind of moving a lot slower than I thought it would. Marijuana could show a positive in the blood and hair, etc., for a long, long time. But how do you then decide if somebody is impaired? So one way to look would be a breath test, but maybe there's the argument that that's just not good enough. Now, if we have almost a third of these students saying, yeah, after I smoke pot, I drive, and those are kids admitting it, this could be a very, very big issue. What does marijuana do? It decreases your reflex time. It decreases your judgment. Now, there's the stereotype that many people smoking marijuana do it very, very slow because they're more paranoid, and that's not always the case. Okay? And I don't want somebody driving slow and being all paranoid. That's not, the speed, people on marijuana can still drive erratically. They could still not notice a stoplight or a stop sign. All right? Our job then as pedestrians, when it comes to our kids, when it comes to our grandmas, just us, to assume that there is somebody not watching. And I make the same mistake. I assume that everybody's paying attention. That is probably one of the deadliest assumptions I could make. That I'm driving, I'm like, okay, that person sees me. Why am I thinking that? What on God's earth is compelling me to think that somebody there is actually paying attention to me and my car or my walking on a sidewalk or walking on a street? I got to tell you, the more stories I hear of people getting run over on a sidewalk or run over on a street, I mean, I completely change the way I do things. If I walk on a sidewalk and there's these cars, I try to be as far away from the curb as possible because you hear of these stories of people jumping curbs and killing pedestrians. I also don't want to walk too close to an alley. Whenever you're in New York, you want to walk more towards the street because you don't want to be pulled into an alley. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be right there on the street with somebody jumping. I got to tell you though, New Yorkers drive a hell of a lot better than anywhere else I've seen. I think New Yorkers there, yeah, because you can't just drive 50 miles an hour. You're always starting, stopping. So, and you're always expecting pedestrians. So I think your average New York driver, they know what they're doing, to be honest. Much more so than where I live in Nevada or California. But just some things to watch out for. Remember I told you my rheumatology teacher, Dr. Harris, taught me when I was younger, never be the first one in an intersection when the light changes. Okay, no need to be jolting out there first. Okay, wait a little bit, because if someone's running the red, they run the red. Hopefully they didn't hit anybody, and then you proceed. Never try to be the first person in the intersection. Okay, always watch out for when you're making that right turn. Okay, you're always looking to your left. You're not looking to the right because you assume you just have to make a right turn. Always could be a pedestrian. I almost hit a pedestrian who I was pulling out of a parking lot. I was only looking to my left as I was going to make a right turn, and I didn't think that there would be somebody walking on the sidewalk. I didn't hit them. They slammed my car and looked at me like I was an idiot, and I'm like, dude, you're the pedestrian. You should see my car there. Why? You saw me not look at you. And if you're a pedestrian, just assume that nobody is really thinking about you, Jane Doe, when they're driving, right? Or John Smith. They're not. They're probably like me, thinking about Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, cold water challenges. This is kind of big, all right? Apparently, there's this new phenomenon now, and it's kind of cool in terms of them trying to raise money. Apparently, there was a fundraiser for a six-month-old cancer patient. And I guess a bunch of people jumped into freezing water to raise money for charity. You know, I guess how it works is if... You raise money. There's a couple ways to do it. If you decide not to do it, you have to end up paying, okay, $100 to the charity. Okay, so whoever doesn't do it has to pay $100 to charity, even though a lot of people just pay to the charity anyway. Or you sponsor somebody and you say, you know what, I will give you $100 if you go and do that. Okay, so yeah. And then some people, they just like to jump into the water. There's like, what, the Polar Bear Club or the Mile High Club or something? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I know. Mile High Club is up in that. I don't know how you guys do that. I'm sorry. Those bathrooms are too small. Somebody please tell me, how the heck do you get inducted to the Mile High Club without dislocating a hip? I don't think, you know what, the door's closed. I think people are lying. I don't think they really are doing them out. There is no way to physically, not in the missionary position. Anyway, going back to this. All right, so the phenomenon started last month, okay? They occur in Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. I live in Nevada, southern Nevada, so we really don't have any freezing water. If I jump into Lake Mead, I'm probably going to burn myself because it's warm. Officials with high schools and state agencies now are urging people to forego a jump or take precautions. Now, why would jumping into a frozen lake be injurious? Well, a 16-year-old apparently jumped into Wisconsin's Lake Winnebago in a challenge and I guess tore ligaments in her knee, because actually they shred right through because she landed on razor-sharp shells. Boy, that's hard to say with the razor-sharp shells. That is so hard to do with a lisp. Anyway. Then somebody fractured an ankle jumping into Lake Michigan. Now remember, you're supposed to jump feet first. You're not supposed to jump head first. Okay, but you could still hurt something. So that person fractured an ankle. Another one suffered a head injury that required stitches. So this cold water challenge you need to keep an eye out for, because that's what these people are doing. You also get nominated to do these challenges. So somebody will say, okay, I nominate Dahlia. All right, you know, she did so well with last month's wet t-shirt contest. Let's see what happens if she jumps into an icy lake. I would say decline the challenge. Just donate the money to charity, okay? All right, because if that's what it's all about, the charity, just donate the money. Save yourself the ankle or the stitches, because if not, you're going to be spending the money at the ER. And I would rather you put the money to the charity if not. Let me see. I guess the Special Olympics has polar plunges also. Anyway, cold water challenge. I would say pass. Don't forget, it could also cause heart attacks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of you know I like to talk politics sometimes. I may not know much about politics, all right? And I know as much about Obamacare as you all do because I don't think anybody knows what the hell was in the bill. But I'm kind of concerned about how certain communities are throughout the country are taking to this. And we have a phenomenal person with us. He actually has his own radio show, the Jesus Marquez Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he actually is running for assembly in one of my districts in Las Vegas. So I thought he would join us and kind of talk to us about the Latino community and how they are doing with this whole new healthcare environment. Jesus, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing today?
Great.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, anytime, Jesus. I know for those of you guys that I have to do a disclaimer. I love Jesus. I've known him though for a long time now, and I've been able to be on the Jesus Marquez Show. I've done a horrible job on it because mi español es muy malo, but he has such a phenomenal show, and I love hearing his take. So, Jesus, talk about healthcare and the Latino community. What's going on?
Well, you know, healthcare in the Latino community is a very important issue. Not right now with Obamacare, though. Latinos remain very, very wary about the healthcare, and especially about Obamacare. They're not signing up as planned. as the Obama administration would like them to be signing up. So they are desperately needing to sign up the Latino. They're going everywhere to do canvassing. They're hiring a lot of celebrities and, you know, the Hispanic Latino celebrities to try to sell Obamacare to Latinos. And what's going on is that Latinos are not signing up as expected. So this is going to be a problem for the Obama administration, because they actually need the Latinos. They need the younger people, which in this case, Latinos are the vast majority of Latinos are pretty young.
Do you think, Jesus, for those of you joining us, we're talking to Jesus Marquez of the Jesus Marquez Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Why do you think it is? Is it a language barrier? I know the Obama website had, I guess, the way I do Spanish, it wasn't authentic Spanish. It was Spanglish. Yeah. Is that part of it, or...?
That is actually part of it. The main reason remains that there's a lot of uncertainty that the Hispanics don't know much about Obamacare, how it works. And then on top of that, when they go on the website, whether it's in English or in Spanish, it's very confusing. You know, we had the same problem with the English website, and imagine that all those problems with the English website, and then on top of that, the problem with the language barrier. Which, like you said, they didn't do a very good job with the Spanish website. They didn't translate it the right way, and the words were changed, and they also used some Spanglish along with it. So that's part of it. The other part is that a lot of people just simply don't like Obamacare the way it's set. The thing is that's why they're crying desperately. You know, they're doing a lot of canvassing. They're knocking on doors. They're going all over town and everywhere around the country to get Latinos to sign up, and simply Latinos are not signing up.
Mm-hmm. What are then many of them doing then for health insurance or health care?
Well, health care among Latinos, for example, 35% of Latinos are uninsured compared to only 10% of other races. So they've been like this for years. They have that problem, and even though they have those big numbers, they still don't like Obamacare. So what I think we need to do is we need to do something, have other alternatives. You know, Obamacare has been just very unsuccessful, especially among Latinos, and it's unfortunate because a lot of Latinos need health care. We just need to get a better type of system and not this atrocity that is Obamacare.
Oh, no, I hear you. You know, talking about the language barrier, the elephant always in the room is, why isn't our Latino population learning English when they are in the United States? Now, you're bilingual. I'm trying to be bilingual. And I think we should be a country where many of us are multilingual. It blows my mind that people in Europe speak four languages, and here in America, we could only speak one. So even though I'm for us learning multiple languages, what is the movement or the feeling in the Latino community about when it comes to learning English so they can integrate in terms of all these policies and public programs that are out there?
Yeah, I personally believe that a lot of that has to do with the fact that most Latinos at home, they speak only Spanish. And so when children that are born in the United States that are first generation Americans, the first language they learn is Spanish at home. So when they go into school system, that's pretty much all they heard and all they learned. So that's becoming a problem there in schools too. You know, as you know, there's a lot of barriers in terms of the language, and it's costing us a lot of money to have a second language in schools and all that. So I also would add to that there's a lot of media in Spanish here in the United States, TV and radio, as you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of media in Spanish, and that also adds to the problem that Hispanics are trying, they have both language in sort of speak. So that has become a problem there too.
For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and you're listening to our guest, Jesus Marquez of the Jesus Marquez Show, who is also running for public office in Las Vegas. Now you're making that decision to actually get involved in politics, especially running on the Republican ticket. How did that come about? Because that's pretty gutsy of you, and I'm pretty impressed.
Well, you know, my radio show is the only Hispanic radio show that is a conservative one here in Las Vegas, and possibly in the state. You know, I believe that most Hispanics are conservative. They just don't know it. When they immigrate here, the ones that are doing all the outreach to get to them are the Democrats. So the Republicans have made a big mistake not to try to get to the Hispanic community and an outreach to them. But ultimately, our values, the conservative values, are very similar to the Latino and the Hispanic values. So that is why, you know, I was raised upon those beliefs and those principles, and I speak of those in my radio show. That's where I started to listen to the community, and I started to heard the concerns about about Hispanics, and that's when I decided to run, because I believe that we can do it better. We can do a better job here in the state of Nevada, and the Hispanics especially, they're hurting. Hispanics are among they have the one of the highest unemployment here in the state of Nevada, and the policies that are in place are not helping Hispanics at all.
I know. I hear you. Jesus, if anybody wants to, how do people get a hold of you or help you with your campaign?
Sure. Absolutely. They can go on my website. They can go to JesusMarquezForNevada.com. And you can spell it JesusMarquez for Nevada.com. And you can check out my website. You can also reach me at 702-205-1695. And I will be happy to speak to anybody about any ideas, any issues they might have. And just so you know, my district that runs from Alexander down to Charleston and from Rainbow to Decatur. But whatever we do, it's not just going to affect my district. It's going to affect the whole state. So we need a change, but a change for the good, not a change for the bad.
Well, hey, Jesus, God bless you for all the good work you do. And thank you for coming on. We'll definitely have you on again.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And God bless you and your audience.
Same here, Jesus. All right, you take care. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an interesting email I just need to read to you guys because I think there may need to be some clarification here, and I'm probably the only one right now that could do it. RF, initials RF writes, I am a Wyoming boy and find it fascinating you're from Sin City. How does it go there? We understand the gambling and drinking and Hollywood life, but how are you a product of Las Vegas? Tell us more. I think what he's trying to say is many people that don't live in Las Vegas think all we do is drink and hang out from the strip and chase chow after being hungover in three movies and The Hangover. And No. Okay, first of all, Vegas is sensationalized a lot in the media, but that's because our resort corridor, the strip, is phenomenal. There is no place like it. It is so exciting and energizing. But the city of Las Vegas and Henderson, and you have Pahrump, and you have Mesquite, and Mountain's Edge, and Lake Las Vegas, and oh my gosh, North Las Vegas, and Aliente. There are so many parts to Las Vegas, Summerlin, that are absolutely phenomenal. I can't see myself living anywhere else. I mean, I love Montana. I love Alaska. I love Hawaii. I love California. I love Texas. But, you know, Vegas is home. You could definitely find home in Las Vegas. You know, just because there are hotels and there's gambling in hotels and there are dancers. You know, not a lot of the shows are topless anymore. Remember in Vegas, shows used to be topless? You don't really have a lot of topless showgirls anymore. Most of them, like Cirque du Soleil, yeah, they're in tights, but that's okay. So are ballerinas, right? Male ballerinas. So it doesn't have the tawdry stereotype. I don't believe that Vegas, you know, remember, I've been in Vegas since the early 80s. And so I'm very well aware of stereotypes that have pervaded and unfortunately plagued our phenomenal city, and sometimes actually helped its tourism, if I may say so. But now it's a resort destination. If you guys have, and I'm not saying this to do a commercial for Las Vegas, Nevada. It's just it was a very interesting email I received here, because if you guys are thinking, you know, it's just about sin and what you see in the movies, you know, or the movie Casino, etc. You know, you're not understanding why when somebody says I'm from Vegas, why they're clothed, and that's not an oddity, okay? None of us really walk around naked. Yeah, you got some strip clubs. Yeah, you do, but you have them everywhere. I was in Omaha visiting my brother, and I opened up a magazine, and it was the magazine in the hotel to show where you could eat in Omaha, etc. And there was a picture of a showgirl. I think there was like a Harrah's or something on the Missouri River there, and you know, I guess across from Iowa. I don't really know. I gotta review my geography. But apparently, you guys have like a casino on a riverboat. Kansas City, there's like a casino, there's Harrah's. So you guys have casinos in the Midwest. So for those of you in the Midwest looking at Vegas like, ooh, you guys have casinos. You guys have them too. There's casinos everywhere. And people like to gamble. People like to play poker. I bet in Wyoming, there's a couple people right now having a poker game. All right? But poker game gambling is not a sin. Okay? Have any of you ever, shall we say, have any of you ever played a game of dreidel? True, dreidel is not in the Bible. I understand that. The game of dreidel is not in the Old Testament. There's nothing in the Old Testament saying, but dreidel is a game where you actually kind of gamble. You twist a little top, and there's all this money in the pot, okay? And you either get to take it all, or you only take half, or you have to put money in, depending on what it lands on. That's a form of gambling, whether it's money, where it's the chocolate little gelt, okay? So gambling is not a bad thing. I don't think gambling is a sin, okay? That's not a sin. Prostitution? Yeah, that's a sin. But gambling? No. So they need to stop calling it Sin City. It's a beautiful city, the resorts, the suites, the pools, the entertainment. I was able to see Jersey Boys, Mamma Mia, Phantom of the Opera, and it's roomy. Mind you, I love New York. And the only play I ever saw was an off-Broadway play. It was a phenomenal venue, but it was really tight and it was kind of cramped. Well, I mean, in Vegas, it's like theater seating. I mean, it's really, really comfortable. So I look at Vegas as a place where you could go and see shows, where you could get phenomenal food, a lot of Wolfgang Puck and Chef Gordon Ramsay and things like that. So, I mean, there's phenomenal restaurants, phenomenal food, etc. Do I think it's a little costly? Do I think some of the things are starting to get up there in price? Oh, yeah, some of the restaurants are kind of fancy. San Francisco prices, fancy. All right, but hey, if San Francisco could have those prices, Vegas could have those prices too. But the city itself, you got parks, you got great schools, libraries, a kind of like a zoo. It's not like a zoo, but they have something called the Springs Preserve, where you have these animals in there, and some waterfall, and a lot of science stuff. We have the Smith Center, so you do get a lot of art, and you have the base, the home of one of those most phenomenal radio hosts ever, the Dr. Dahlia Show. My studios are based in Las Vegas, Nevada. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a cultural mecca. All right, so don't knock it till you try it. But I do appreciate the question. A lot of you guys don't understand. You know, I mean, you guys have seen Pawn Stars. None of them are topless when they come in. They're dressed. People wear clothes in Vegas. They really, really do. In fact, I see less clothes being worn in California. That's everybody's wearing bikini tops, etc. In Vegas, it's the skin cancer capital of the world that we all cover up. So we're all in water shirts. So we're actually more dressed. Yeah, you don't really see a lot of bikinis in Vegas. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. A Columbia student has possibly found a way where we could get rid of the washing machine. Apparently, he has formed a washing ball. It could be placed directly into a laundry basket and clean clothes without you having to put your hands on the clothes, touch the skid marks, and put it into the washer. Okay? Apparently, there was this Electrolux Design Lab contest, and he was a finalist. It's called the Luna Concept. It's a metallic sphere with a small amount of water in it. It creates a cloud of fine particles of steam, electrostatically charged, which comes out through pores of the metal surface. Then it rotates and moves between clothes through vibrations and pulses designed to scrub and shake tissues, loosening dirt. The metallic surface of the sphere acts as a magnet, electrostatically charged. It attacks the dirt particles, impregnating them with steam. I know that covering your kids' eyes. And then it sucks these towards the core of the sphere. This has been reported by Mail Online. Finally, Luna dries with hot air, the residual damp in the tissues. I'm looking at this. This is brilliant. The idea is not to put the clothes into a washing machine, but rather the washing machine between the dirty clothes. He says it also has environmental advantages. Okay? It renews fabric care experience. Simple, elegant, sustainable. I hope this kid gets more than just a plaque for winning the contest. I hope he actually gets some really, really cool stuff. I mean, I hope he gets to patent this and actually makes money. Didn't somebody offer like thousands of dollars, you know, to somebody that came up with the concept, but then they were going to make a multi-billion dollar business out of it? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So anyway, there's just like this hot air it gives off to dry the clothes. All right. No, it's not on the market. This kid just won a contest of it, but it's interesting nonetheless. Okay. We're going to talk about we have a lot more that we didn't get to this hour. There's apparently several medications out there now that could actually help you quit drinking. For those of you that drink alcohol, we should probably talk about alcoholism. We'll be doing that probably tomorrow. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get their call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.